On you, sir. On you.
Hey, everybody. This is Corey Saltershoe Floyd, and this is the Comic Boss here, and this is the Ameri-Me Junkies podcast. Today, we're talking about the picket lines. We're going to break down what's going on with the strike with the Writers and Actors Guild. Let's go. Hey, everybody. This is the Ameri-Me Junkies podcast. As I said before, I'm Corey Saltershoe Floyd. And right
and
over
today,
here.
Today, my name is Demon Engine, as it says right there. Nope, not at all. Gang, gang.
Today, we have Comic Boss playing as Demon Engine.
I'm cosplaying Demon Engine. I'm going to be sulking and brooding the whole podcast.
But seriously, today we're actually going to be talking about the picket line. For those of you who don't know, and I hope everything's okay with you, because this has actually been quite big news. There's a strike happening in Hollywood between the writers, the directors, and the big studios. Now, the actors just entered the strike last week. With the writers, we're going on about day 70 right now.
And I just seen a TikTok yesterday that the guy didn't say what studio, but he said one of the big studios offered him $4,000 a week to do movie reviews. So somebody said that the studios are now actually starting to get desperate, which I don't think is still a little too early for the studios to be getting desperate, but it shows that something's going up.
We'll get to the review portion in a bit, because definitely a few things.
Talk about scabbing. There.
Yep. Now here's the thing. The Writers Guild, what they want to renegotiate their contracts so they're being paid properly for a lot of their material that is being used on streaming services.
Right.
Which is very understandable. Now, how much are they talking about in total? Very funny story, because I actually have a very close number. This is how much the Writers Guild in total, which consists of 166,000 writers. They're asking for $430 million a year. And that's to be split up between all the big studios. It's not going to be split evenly. Like, I know Apple Plus would be like 5 million, and I think Netflix would be like 50 million. But think about that.
So round up to half a billion dollars a year.
About half a billion.
Everybody throwing their share with Marvel, HBO.
No, listen, Disney, Warner Brothers. Universal, all the big studios,
right?
All these studios that make billions of dollars a year,
billions of dollars a year.
They're asking to put in. It's like you got to put into the pot $100 million.
Or they're like, nah, this guy, nah, nigga.
This guy has to put in $80 million.
You got to queue up that Dave Chappelle video when he start holding all his money. With his crown on, that's exactly what this sound like. You make all this money, like Marvel movies project like $1 billion per movie at this point. Like Black Panther set the bar for like Marvel movies. Now, so even if they don't hit a billion, they hit like $700 million, $800 million a year. Like Marvel, yeah. Marvel alone, not even counting the Disney side, but Marvel alone could easily throw mm-hmm. in $100 million and not lose any profit.
And if you look, and here's another good one, Universal. You could use the Jurassic Park franchise or right. the Fast and Furious franchise.
Right. Right.
Like
we believe the money is there. You're just being...
No. It's not even a question. The money's there. The money is there. Hell, Adam Conover, who... I find it so
funny.
Shout
out to Adam Conover.
Adam Conover, whose voice and clips of him have been used on American media more times than I can count.
Right.
He was on when the writers first went on strike. He was on the CNN outing David Zasloff, the guy behind Max or HBO Max, whatever the hell you want to call it, on how last year alone he made $53 million.
Right. Right.
So, yeah, the money's there. And now because of a leak, we know that the studio heads actually want to wait out until October, hoping that the writers take whatever deal they give them, because they'll be feeling the crunch and their apartments and mortgages will be up.
And in the description, we're gonna put the link for you to donate to the writers and actors strike. Adam Conover put it in his TikTok. I'll grab it and I'll put the link in the bottom because that's some real entering my era villain shit. Like I don't even think it was a link. I think David Zasloff outright said that we're gonna wait them out. Until they're hungry and starving and getting kicked out their apartments, because you know we could do that. Because I made $53 million last year, so I'm straight. That's some real villain shit.
And then Bob Iger, the head of Disney, he said their demands are a little disturbing. It really isn't.
Who makes about $80,000 an hour? What top tier writers make a year? He makes an hour.
And then on top of that, the things that the studios want, they want to have the right to use everyone's body and face under AI.
Can you imagine how disturbing that is? Like, and not just the actors, but the extras. You walk on set, we pay you $300 for the day, is what Ryan average, what an extra get, and I could use your likeness in perpetuity.
No, that's horrible. That's bad enough. It's bad enough that Marvel has a show out right now called Secret Invasion, where the opening credits were done by an AI.
It was done by an 8-year-old using AI.
And that intro is horrible. I mean, it's horrible. Like,
the intro is horrible.
And it's weird because I don't have an issue with AI art. I just know AI art when I see it.
I mean, I get what they was going for, like to be secret and mysterious. And you don't
but that wasn't it.
Who you're looking at, but it didn't hit the mark. And that intro was done by somebody's nephew. They paid.
They could have just hired an artist. There's plenty of fantastic artists out there that could have done this project. Shout out to Chuck Styles. Shout out to Jay Taylor. Shout out. It's so many of them. We could just be here all day shouting out. Should we shout out Art by Quentin, you know?
Right, Art by Quentin. Shout out to Art by Quentin, right. Right.
It's very disheartening. So now we're at this point where Well, when the strike went, and this is how it's been for the writers for the last 2 months, and now last week the actors have went out on strike as well.
So, actress off one of my favorite shows. I don't know if you're watching, Corey, but Picard. So on Picard, there's a black actress, and she's on it all three seasons, and she played a major role in every season. And I just seen her TikTok, and she said she ain't make $20,000 a season. She didn't make $20,000 a season. So me and you make more than what she make. How do you survive off of that? As an actress on a major network, on a major show. You know how much money Picard probably pulled in? Patrick Stewart definitely made his money. Jonathan Frakes definitely made his money. But you're an actor on a major show and you didn't make no money?
That's disturbing. Right. And that's really sad when you put it that way.
I mean, like, you're doing what you love, so necessarily for the money, but you still have to eat. But you're making what people at McDonald's make.
Yeah, it's not a good look. And here's where I think this is what has me the most, because I don't think what bothers me is, okay, over the last 2 months, you had the Writers Guild, the Actors Guild, and the Directors Guild. All three contracts were up.
Right.
The studios were so quick to make one for the Directors Guild. They made a deal for that guild. No offense to the directors. I just found the irony, and that's all.
Right.
But they made a deal with the directors, but now you don't make a deal with the actors or the writers. So because, how the fuck does that work?
Because they're plotting on using AI to X them out. They're going to come to the table with a shitty deal, and they're going to find a way to use their likeness as what they did with Darth Vader. James Earl Jones.
But they had to make a deal for that.
And they're going to do the same thing with these actors and writers. They're going to have these writers train AI to be them, because you could do it.
No.
And they're going to use their likenesses of these actors, and you're going to get like 3-4 movies out your career, then you're done.
That's so disturbing.
It is very much so.
And it's so weird because there was a cartoon on Netflix called BoJack Horseman. Allow me to run this little tangent. BoJack was a washed up actor who was trying to get his career back in gear. And he wanted to play a biofilm because biofilms were always Oscar gold. So he plays Secretariat. As soon as he takes the role, he has to go into the studio and they scan him. And he's like, what is this scanning for? I was like, well, you know, we want to get their face and all that into the AI system just in case if you go on like a drug bender or disappear or die, we could still finish the movie without you. And he was just like, that's kind of soulless. He was like, I don't care about souls. This is Hollywood.
Facts. All facts.
Lo and behold, the next episode, BoJack has a mental breakdown and leaves the set and is gone for like 2 months. And then the next episode is like another month later. He finally comes back to Hollywood. The movie has came out. It did well. And this man was up for awards. And he was just like, I don't remember acting in any scenes. He was like, hey, dumbass, remember we scanned you. And he sees a clip of it, and it's him just dryly delivering lines.
That's what it's going to be. That's what it's going to be. Disney's going to use that mechanical robot that they use in a theme park for all these stunts?
First off, are you talking about that Spider-Man robot?
Yeah.
Yo, that Spider-Man robot gets fucked up a lot.
Yeah, but it's a robot, not a human that could break something. Like one of our friends that we know and who could be out for a few months on insurance and everything else was a robot just calling somebody to fix that motherfucker and throw it right back out there. Like what we are seeing now is the dark side of AI that's about to ruin a lot of industries and i.e. a lot of lives.
And it's not even like this isn't even a scenario where we're putting AI in charge because we're just too lazy.
Yeah.
They want to put AI in charge because they want to save a buck. Even though
they're not even saving a dollar. Right. It's not even because it's not saving a dollar. It's just taking a dollar and creating a dollar.
It's one of those things where I'm just like, if y'all just gave writers a little bit more credit, maybe they wouldn't write certain things that are just an absolute shit show.
And we learned recently the VFX creators for the movies and stuff like that, they got a shit deal for every movie they help put out.
Shit, they need to unionize.
They do. They do. So if you don't know, one of the VFX guys for Marvel came out and said how horrible treatment is for all VFX artists in the industry. Like, the studios will put you under a shit deal and put you under a strict timeline to get it done. Not to make it look good, just to get it done. And if you don't do it, they'll fire you and bring in another VFX studio to do the job. And they'll lowball you because they know they could just bring in somebody else. They'll do it for cheaper. So the VFX studios definitely need to unionize and join the picket line along with the actors and writers. Because we're not in a time like, I know after COVID, people like HBO and stuff, you had to go straight to VOD, straight to video on demand. You had to go straight to the streaming service. But those days are over. They are making so much money that they could definitely give the writers and actors what they asked for, and it's not hurting nobody's pockets. I mean, so what? You make $3 million less a year, like David Zaslav. So what? You make $50 million or $49 million instead of $53 million. That's just disgustingly opulent to me. Like everybody happy. Imagine the kind of work that we'll be seeing out of people.
I mean, ironically, I think we're still seeing that in some cases because. I mean, there's solidarity with actors and writers, but there are a lot of people who make projects and everyone is just happy to work there. Christopher Nolan is a perfect example. He has a great movie out right now, Oppenheimer, which, if folks who don't know, when they announced the strike, they were at the world premiere and the whole cast walked out. So it's just like, And just so y'all understand, I want y'all to understand the scale of the situation, because I feel like everyone doesn't understand how bad this issue is with Actors Guild and the Writers Guild currently on strike. That means that whatever movies were projected to come out at a particular time are now delayed indefinitely.
Right. Unless what's that? Go ahead.
Beetlejuice 2, delayed.
Deadpool 3,
delayed. Any Star Wars project, delayed.
Any Marvel project.
Any Marvel project.
DC projects. I mean, we're going to get Blue Beetle, but that's only because it was already finished.
Right.
But anything in a Gunverse or Elseworlds, none of that is coming out until these matters are resolved.
Guess what? Television as well. I hope you like reruns. Well. That's all you got.
Yeah. Television as well. No late night shows.
Well, there is one program that is always going to be giving you fresh episodes. And ironically, it might be the best piece of television you have right now.
Critical Role.
That too. But I was actually gonna go with wrestling.
Right. Well, because they definitely use writers.
But they're not union.
Yeah. Sounds about right with Vince.
Well, no, there's no union across the board with wrestling.
Okay.
Now, the way wrestlers get treated in WWE are definitely, just leave that at that. But listen, if you want drama, action, and comedy, WWE, AEW, New Japan, World Wrestling, Ring of Honor, check them out, because they're still working, because to be honest, they don't have a choice.
Right. Right. And fucking DC, the politicians are in cahoots and trying to bust up unions. They're actively trying to end unions right now as we speak.
Of course they are.
So protect the unions when you can.
Tom Cruise was actually at the negotiating table trying to stop the strike from even happening.
Yeah, because Mission Impossible. It's set to come out. It must not be finished.
No, it's out.
Oh, it's out?
I'm not sure if part two is done filming.
Oh.
You know, okay. Tom Cruise, he likes to put his life on the line.
Yep.
He's just like, listen, I ain't gonna risk my life just for us to go on strike. Wait a minute now. Like, I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy.
So, do you want to now talk about scabbing?
Ooh. All right. Let's talk about it.
So for those of you who don't know what scabbing is, I recently learned this myself. You want to discuss it?
Go ahead. Take the lead, sir.
So scabbing is people who cross the picket line to do a movie review like us, or to take an acting job, or to discuss anything in the film industry, or be a part of the film industry while the strike is going on. They call it scabbing. And now a few of our contemporaries, people who are in our space, doing movie reviews. And are now scabbing, and actors are now calling some of these people out. I'm not going to say their names, but if you're on TikTok, you definitely know who.
I will. What's up, Straw Hat? Woo! Yo, all right.
A fucking Straw Hat Goofy is definitely one of the ones who is scabbing right now.
So
actors are calling him out.
So. For those of y'all who don't know, Straw Hat Goofy is a TikToker who makes a lot of content reviewing movies, and now even conducting interviews with stars. Now, he made a skit that he has now deleted, where he was saying how this doesn't affect him and he has nothing to do with it. Then he did a live where he was getting called the fuck out. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, a lot of people are making a lot of stitches. A lot of people from the Screen Actors Guild and Writers Guild calling him out and breaking down why what he's doing is scab work. Here's where things get more messed up for me. He comes back, he does a video trying to issue an apology and clarify what he meant in his sketch. He was like, well, the stuff I have coming out, it's already been done and I'm under contract and I have to get it done. Here's the problem. There's two things about this. Two things. One, if you have said that in your initial delivery, maybe, just maybe, there would have been some wiggle room. You didn't say this shit until a member of the Screen Actors Guild stitched your video and mentioned this, giving you this easy way out that you need.
Right.
Two, separate, not doing your contract is the whole fucking point of the strike.
Right. Right.
And three, and this is personal. At the end of the day, you want to call yourself a content creator. That is cool. But the fact that you are out here doing well thought provoking reviews and interviewing actors, believe it or not, you're a journalist.
Right.
It's just like when we go to conventions and they just give us a thing that's content creator. No, we're press. We write. Press,
right. Right.
You might not write Straw Hat, but you're a journalist all the same. And one of the most important things in journalism is integrity.
And that's not
what you displayed.
Right.
That is not what you displayed, sir. And now every video I see of you, it seems like you're trying to butter up and pander, because now you've seen the scope of if everyone thinks I'm a scab, I'll be invited out to these events, but no one's gonna talk to me.
Yep.
Because that's exactly what the fuck is gonna happen. Now, yep. I'm not sure. I'm at a point right now where I can't take anything you say seriously, because right now it just looks like you're doing a song and dance to hopefully secure the bag.
But the problem is, once you go out to these events and the actors who called you out and say, yo, don't talk to them, then the studios really don't have too much of an incentive to bring you out.
It's sad to see it, but bro, you really, here was another weird thing. When it came to your apology, and now, because now what's playing in my mind, I still think you're full of shit. And you know why? You know why, Comic Boss?
Why?
A month or so ago, he did a review. He did a review on The Flash.
Okay.
And in his review, he was talking about Flash is more than just Ezra Miller. If you want to support writers, directors, and people who work on the film, go out and support The Flash. You knew then and understood exactly how big a film project is, but all of a sudden, when the shit really starts to hit you, all of a sudden you play stupid, and that's what pisses me off about it.
Right.
Me personally, I think maybe you should take a sabbatical for like a week or so, marinate on your thoughts, because the more you talk, the more it just looks like dog shit to me.
You should take a sabbatical until the strike is over.
Or how about this? Put your money where your mouth is.
Right.
Make a donation to the Screen Actors Guild. Make a donation to the Writers Guild. Hell, show up to the picket lines. Right. Buy some pizzas. Show that you're walk it like you talk it.
We'll see. But if you don't know, American Media stands with the writers and the actors.
Oh, yeah. If y'all ain't figured that shit out now.
Mark Ruffalo, if you don't know, is the Incredible Hulk for Marvel. He just tweeted out that how about we open some indie studios where the actors and the writers are the owners? And that sounds amazing. The thing is, you can't buckle. Once when people like David Zaslav or Bob Iger come to you and say, here's $1 billion for your studio, you got to tell them to suck a dick and move on. Because if you do, then the cycle is just going to start all over.
You're absolutely correct, sir.
Absolutely. So I'm with it. So I hope some of y'all down at the picket line are talking. Because you have some amazing writers and amazing actors who can pull this off for i.e. studios like A24, who's doing it. Create the content and create your own network like Netflix and HBO and Max or Marvel and do it yourself. Because we follow the actors. We don't follow the studio.
I mean, sometimes you really do just have to go and do this shit yourself, which reminds me, well, before everything in Hollywood went down, Guillermo del Toro decided that he's going to do his own monster universe after watching the bumbling of Universal.
Right.
So when the strike is over, he's actually going to build his own Frankenstein and all that, and he's going to consider the creature from the Shape of Water, his own creature from the Black Lagoon.
Nice. Man, there you go.
Because sometimes fuck you it. Just...
Do it ourselves. Cocaine and hookers.
I do like cocaine.
And hookers. Don't front on the hookers.
Lies and allegations. Can't prove
so,
it.
So make sure y'all donate, well, if you can. And, we got this, y'all. I'm cool with watching reruns and stuff. Honestly, I watch reruns anything about y'all. And I watch indie creators on YouTube more than I'm starting to watch, these shows and movies.
Right.
Shout out to was it Busy Pop?
Yo, Busy Pop.
Shout out to Busy Pop, man. Like
Cotton Candy.
Yeah. The guy who made the Power Rangers, the Rated R Power Rangers. Eddie.
Oh, Ari Shakar.
Ari Shakar, like there's some amazing indie creators out there that's doing their thing.
A24. Everything from A24 is independent.
Ari Shakar is actually making an anime right now for, I think, Ubisoft. Yeah. Yeah, I think he's making an anime right now for Ubisoft. So, yeah, man. Yeah, follow the indie creators, man, because these studios don't give a fuck about nobody. These corporations don't give a fuck about nobody. That's all these studios is. These corporations don't give a fuck about nobody. We know David Zaslav. I don't even want to get into it, but we know David Zaslav definitely don't give a fuck nobody that looks like us. So.
Oh my goodness. So wild. But it's just so, it's very troubling, man. It's very troubling. I hate that it's gotten to this point. I feel like this should not have happened. But if you gotta, draw a line in the sand and hold the fucking line.
Right. Yep. Draw a line in the sand and hold the fucking line.
By the way, gamers, y'all might not think this shit bothers, but guess what? A lot of actors work on video games too. So guess what?
Yeah.
You're not working on video games.
Yeah. Yep. No. The team from Critical Role. They're all voice actors. So no video game work is getting done right now.
Voices as well as motion capture. Yeah, so don't think you're going to be okay.
Right. Right. And so maybe y'all need to throw some Ubisoft, Rockstar, y'all need to throw some money in the pot, too, to keep this engine moving. Because, again, I'm cool with playing the games I got. I mean, I'm looking forward to Starfield and Baldur's Gate 3 look amazing. So those games are set to come out already. But, you know, future games, like, I'll be cool with just what I got. I mean, pay the artist. Hashtag pay the artist.
Pay the motherfucking artist. Please and thank you.
Anything else you want to say, Saudi?
No, I just want to say that I want to thank you guys for listening in to our crazy rant today. I know some of you probably didn't want to hear about the strike, but you do need to be entertained and informed, and hopefully we accomplish that today.
Right.
For you folks out there watching us on YouTube, we hope you are subscribed. If not, what's up with that? You should hit that icon and hit that bell button so you get alerted to every time AmeriMed Media has something to say. And for you folks listening to us out in the podcast, hey, thank you very much. We hope you're downloading this. We hope you're leaving comments and letting us know what you think.
Let me know how I did as Demon Engine for the day.
If you're for the strike, please let us know. And if you're against it, why? Leave those in the comment section. We'll be seeing you guys.
We're definitely up for discussion. So, you know, no argument, no, but discussion, definitely.
We'll be seeing you guys next time, okay?
All right, we out. Peace out, motherfuckers.
Take care. Be well.